The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. One of the coolest animals I have ever seen is the colugo of Southeast Asia. Colugos are also called flying lemurs, although they are not lemurs and they don't truly fly. The animals are larger than flying squirrels, but have a similar skin fold called a patagium, which they use for gliding. Coasting from tree to tree at dusk, they look like furry kites. Colugos belong to a classification of mammals known as dermopterans. Together with primates and tree shrews, they make up a single taxonomic unit, or clade, of related ancestors. The exact evolutionary relationship among the three groups are a topic of debate. A study published just last January used morphological comparisons of the three groups to determine that tree shrews and colugos are more closely related to each other than either is to primates. But a new study based on genetic comparisons paints a different picture. Researchers found that colugos and primates have 7 proteins in common. But only 1 protein matched up between primates and tree shrews, and none were shared between tree shrews and colugos. In short, the data strongly suggests that colugos are a sister group of primates and a cousin of ours.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.